And hello out there in movie land. You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies. I am Neil Miller.
And I am Kevin Carr. FatGuysAtTheMovies.com. Come visit us on the web. Of course, if you're listening to this, you probably already have. You can also reach us at FatGuysAtFilmSchoolRejects.com or 614-388-8735. Give us a call.
Sweet.
Handing it back to you. This is your baby.
Oh, all right. Well, and thanks for joining us on this beginning of the week show. It's a little bit of a different atmosphere than our Thursday night show. I'm not going to let Kevin talk quite as much, so I guess that would instantly be an advantage.
Well, you know, this is a chance for me to be lazy since I'm not watching the clock as tightly as I usually do.
Well, Kevin, you are normally a little bit lazy, so I don't think that would be a huge variation from any of our other shows.
I take offense to that. I think I'm going to cry right here. That's your business, because did you by any chance plant that pansy basket I bought you last week?
No, it's still sitting on my kitchen table.
Being Memorial Day, that's a lot of people like to do yard work. Of course, not me. I like to sit at home and watch movies. Being lazy, as you claim I do. Bastard.
Well, that's what lazy means. You sit around at home and watch movies all day.
Well, Neil, why don't you quit being so lazy and tell the good people in the audience what the deal is with this new special program where I allowed you to do the opening, which was so incredible and genius.
Well, we're going to talk about a couple of different things here. First, we're going to talk a little bit of box office. Not before I get to ask you about how Bug was. Mm. And then we're going to do a little bit of DVD roundup. And talk about what's coming out this week, as opposed to on Thursday shows where we talk about what is already out. It's kind of anticlimactic, but
is sort of like the extra bonus thing, you
right?
Know?
This is kind of like the special features of Fat Guys in the Movies.
This is the update, more or less than anything else.
Yeah, kind of like course, the update.
The weekly show is, you know, at the end of the week, and it's when all the movies come out. You know, hopefully soon to be playing on radio stations around the country.
Absolutely.
And this one would be the internet exclusive.
Yeah.
Get on the internet, come here, listen to our show, and you'll find out what we think of everything else that we didn't have time to talk about on the weekend show.
Right. And then we're going to talk about some various topics.
Entertainment news.
Entertainment. Today we're totally talking about Lindsay Lohan and her Coke.
Lindsay
session.
Lohan and her Coke-filled fantasy
that
on
just
her
happened.
Way. I know.
Oh, yes. Can't wait for that. But let's...
But first. You got the schedule in front of you.
Oh.
I'm being lazy. This is me being lazy here. I'm looking at porno on the internet while you're talking.
This is getting creepy.
Have you ever
thought we moved out of the old studio so that I wouldn't have to be so close to you.
www.butthunger.com.
Oh, jeez.
You know that's a real website?
No, I did not know that. There's a specific reason why I did not know
now
that.
You
because
do.
I don't go searching for stuff like that.
I swerved into it once.
Anyway,
searching for butt hunger.
Before we talk about butthunger.com, let's do a little identification. You can reach us at
already did that.
Well, you didn't do the phone number.
Yes, I did.
You did?
Where were you?
Oh, jeez, I'm not even paying attention.
614-388 Trek.
Yes, 614-388-8735. Give us a call. We're waiting for the guys from Veercast to call, but we're gonna talk about them a little bit.
I think
later.
We scared them away.
I don't know. I think you created an enemy.
I think that the proper term was nemesis.
Well, yeah, nemesis, an arch nemesis.
But we will hold the Veercast schmears.
Yeah, we've got some fantastic clips for later. So,
those gay dudes.
I'm kind of curious though. Before we talk about how these films did at the box office, how was Bug?
Bug. Well, you know what, Bug. I'm gonna go with a Joel Siegel, cheesy headline as Bug bugged me. It. You know, this is the
Are you going to grow a creepy mustache? Like, are you going to shave the beard and just leave the mustache now?
Isn't that Gene Shalit?
Doesn't matter who it is. Siegel's got the mustache, too.
The Siegel, I don't even know what he looks like.
Yeah.
I could have hit him with my car. I think I hit somebody with my car on the way over to the Magical Studio in the Sky. Maybe we should run out there and see if it was Joel Siegel. If we got a little bit of Joel Siegel on my bumper.
If he gets up in the middle of our show and goes, I've never walked out of a radio recording in 40 years, but you guys are so offensive. What are you going to do to a donkey?
Maybe then Kevin Smith will listen to our podcast if we kill Joel Siegel on the air.
Yes.
Joel Siegel, give us a call. Give us a call, Joel, at 614-388-8734 or 35, excuse me. 8734 is probably some phone sex number or something like that. Because that's your other business, isn't it, Neil?
No.
Gay phone sex?
You've derailed. We were talking about Bug.
This is the internet exclusive. I can talk about whatever. I just don't want to talk about Bug. That's the thing. It was such an awful movie. This is the problem. This year, especially in 2007, the studios have been really diligent of not showing critics certain movies. And I think the last horror movie that was actually they allowed critics to see was Blood and Chocolate, which was a bad movie. It wasn't that good of a movie. Mm-hmm. But the bad reviews from critics isn't what killed Blood and Chocolate. It was because it was a bad movie. That's why Blood and Chocolate didn't do well. And they've been doing that lately anyways. And I think since then, they haven't shown anything. We're not going to get to see Hostel 2.
Oh, yeah. We missed Vacancy.
We missed Vacancy. We're not going to get a chance to see Hostel 2. We're not going to get a chance to see anything else. And these movies don't make or break based on critics. Say they make or break because they make or break. And I always give it the benefit of the doubt for the horror movie because I'm like, I like horror movies. And sometimes they're not bad. Because Bug, I was interested to see it. I saw the trailers for it. I was kind of excited. And then I went and saw the movie. And oh my God, if it wasn't a boring, boring film. Right. I mean, Ashley Judd got nude in a couple scenes, which was good because, of course, boobs make a better movie.
Like completely nude?
Yeah, completely nude. Oh, okay. You didn't get to see her pooter or anything like that. But, I mean, you got to see her boobs pretty nicely. And as we know, boobs make a better movie. But then again, right. you had Michael Shannon running around with no pants on, too, which, you know, I have no problem. Michael Shannon's he's a well-built man, but I didn't want to see him. I want to see Ashley Judd, okay. Even though she's a bit over her prime. She's starting to, you know, shrivel a bit, but the movie was this it's based on a stage play, and they had the characters. It all takes place basically in this little hotel room in Oklahoma somewhere, and this woman who's in an abusive relationship, she's got an abusive ex-husband, and she's living in this hotel, and he's kind of trying to get her. She kind of starts shacking up.
Is that where what's-his-name comes in?
Harry Connick Jr.
Yeah.
Who does a decent job, but, you know. And then she kind of hooks up with this other guy played by Michael Shannon, who's a bit whacked in the head, and he's a Gulf War vet, but he's this conspiracy theorist and all this thing, and he thinks they're being infested by these aphids and everything. So they kind of like both go slowly insane in this room. And that's what it is. It's just them going nuts. And, you know, on the stage, I imagine it'd be good. But, you know, they overact to the point that they have these scenes that just go on and they're just like keep acting and acting. We're just like, call cut already because it's getting embarrassing. But they were naked at the end.
All right. Well,
that's my review.
But they were naked at the end.
It was boring. Not all that disturbing. But you got to see you got to see her boobs.
That is Kevin Carr's official stance. They were naked at the end.
They were naked at the end.
All right.
Cool. So that was Bug.
Sweet.
I'm assuming you didn't go see it. You probably spent time curled up with your pansy basket.
Absolutely not. I stayed home and I watched The Daily Show. I caught up. Al Gore was in The Daily Show. I loved it.
Since we're internet people,
yes.
We owe our allegiance to Al Gore since he created the internet.
Absolutely. And I owe all of my wit to Jon Stewart. So I know.
You owe all, he mentored you or something? Or maybe you just watched the show a couple times.
John
Stewart swerves into the show and goes, who the hell is this guy?
No, I...
Who is this stalker?
If John Stewart ends up listening to our show, we're in good shape.
What if, like, you know, I know you, Neil. The only way he's going to listen to our show is if you tie him to a chair or in some hotel room in Oklahoma, like in Bug, and make him listen to our show.
Hey,
The Clockwork Orange thing and like hold up his eyelids and make him look at our pictures on the website.
That was only once. And that was my first Asian.
Your first what? Did you say your first Asian? Dude, I'm terrified of you now. Get me out of this magical studio on the sky. It's creepy. Yeah,
here. That's a nice little joke.
They've got midgets.
From Wedding Crashers.
But it doesn't quite fit at this point.
Obviously, there's a generational gap here.
Yes.
So.
No, I love Wedding Crashers. Wedding Crashers was like one of the best movies of that year. That and Star Wars Episode
27. 3,
Revenge of the
Crap Burger.
Was it the same year?
We'll get to that one.
Was that the same year?
It's 2005.
So Wedding Crashers was 2005? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so it was the same year.
Yeah. So anyway, so let's talk about a little bit of box office.
Okay.
We just got the weekend results in, and it looks like Pirates of the Caribbean did okay.
I heard that it might have actually topped the weekend.
Oh, yeah, by a lot. Currently, the three-day Memorial Weekend estimates, this is courtesy of our friends over at boxofficemojo.com.
Not really our friends. We're just ripping it off the website.
Yeah, no, they're good people, though.
Not Brandon Gray. He's an idiot.
What?
No offense to Brandon Gray.
I seem to like Brandon Gray.
Brandon Gray has great numbers. It's just sometimes he tends to editorialize a little too much in his box.
Well, you'll have that. But then again, I know someone else who editorializes way too much.
I'm an editorialist. Are you talking about me?
Yeah.
I don't run news stories. I just do opinions. I sit on my fat ass and just tell people what I think all day. That is my job.
Actually, you pretty much nailed it.
So, that's right. That's what I do.
But anyways, the studio estimate on Pirates is $112.5 million, which...
Let's get the numbers right. That's for Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It's for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The overall total gross is $126.5.
That includes the Thursday.
That includes the Thursday showings, which went over very, very well. Mm. And then Shrek the Third came in second at $51 million. For the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Spider-Man at 13.7, another big drop for Spider-Man.
It cracked 300 million this weekend.
Well, yeah, I know, but it crawled over 300 million this weekend. It was at like 295 and
no, but it made it over 300 million. How many other movies have gone over 300 million? It's like number
I'll find
eighth
out.
Or something like that. I actually looked that up. It did well. See, people are completely ganging up on Spider-Man.
Yeah, but I think by the end of the summer, it's going to be like, it'll go from 8th to 20th. Because there's going to be a ton of movies that go over 300 million this year.
Not as fast as Spider-Man 3 did.
Well, not as fast.
That's the point. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of movies that go over 300 million.
It's not about speed, Kevin. You need to learn this.
that's
take it from me.
Take it from you. It's not about speed.
Yes.
Take your time. Make them squirm like your first Asian tied to a chair.
We're moving on from that.
Dude, you set yourself off. How you make it so easy for me. You make it so easy for me.
Moving along. In fourth, we had Bug, which we just talked about, at $3.2 million. And then, surprisingly enough, in fifth, Waitress.
Oh, God. Not again with Waitress.
Probably the most honest and intelligent, heartwarming slice of cinema, as I said, on television on Friday.
Nice pun. Slice of cinema.
A slice of cinema. I believe I stole that from another local critic.
Yeah.
Sorry, John.
Who?
I think I stole that from John DeSando.
Oh, my gosh. You just plagiarized NPR.
No, he said something like, it's a slice of life. And I just said slice of cinema. So
That's not plagiarized. Slice of life is an honest to God term. I mean, you gussied it up and made it yours.
I did.
You made that review your bitch.
I improved upon it. But anyways, Waitress at $3 million, which I thought is just fantastic. 184% growth.
It expanded to 500 theaters. Of course you're going to have 184%.
That's good.
Growth.
It's holding up very well.
How many theaters was it in last week? Like 100? Like
well, yeah, it was up 394 theaters, but it still maintained over $6,000 average per theater, which is more than Spider-Man did per theater.
It's the first time people are getting a chance to see Waitress in a lot of markets.
Well, they should.
That's the first time in Columbus.
I think everybody should see Waitress. No one should see Spider-Man.
Spider-Man was a hell of a lot better than Waitress.
I disagree. But
thank you very much.
Anyways, so it appears that Pirates...
Was Hot Fuzz somewhere in the top 10? Aren't we going to gush over Hot Fuzz at some point?
No, Hot Fuzz fell to like 15th. It's under half a million.
Because of Waitress.
Well, it dropped. They took it out of 500.
That bitch Carrie Russell completely killed your movie. You know that, don't you?
Well, the swan will escape.
The swan has escaped.
The swan will escape again on DVD. I'm going to start the campaign now. Buy Hot Fuzz on DVD. Top 10 reasons to buy Hot Fuzz because it rules, and I love Simon Pegg.
You love Simon Pegg?
Yep.
Are you gonna tie him to a chair in a hotel room in Oklahoma?
It's in a completely non-sexual way, platonic. Okay. But so that's the box office.
Well, no, I want to talk a little bit about Pirates of the Caribbean.
You go ahead and talk about what.
Well, no, the thing is, I remember seeing the news because I was looking at it because Shrek did very well. You know, Spider-Man did very well, and it's still doing very well. Good Lord, it made 300. It's over 300 million by now.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's only been out. It's been out less than a month.
Right.
Pirates of the Caribbean came out, and the big news on Saturday was the Friday numbers of Pirates were depressing. Or people were saying it's not good enough, it's not doing as well. And what people were forgetting that the Thursday night showings, they brought in, what, like 15 million for the Thursday night showings?
Something like that.
It's 15 or 17
million.
It
was like 14.8 million.
Yeah, it was
huge. On those first couple showings.
And does that count the minute? Because I had seen a number of 17 million. Does that count the... I forget what it
might count the...
Technically, the midnight shows were afterwards. I don't know.
Right.
The whole point is that the people who are chomping at the bit to see Pirates went to go see it Thursday night. You kind of have to count Thursday and Friday together. Plus, it's a three-hour movie, so they could run it fewer times than they could, for example, Shrek.
Right.
And those are actually real. It posted pretty doggone good numbers. I mean, I'm not a huge apologist for Pirates. I gave it like three and a half stars.
Right.
But it did well, and everyone's comparing it to Spider-Man. Part of the other thing is Spider-Man was so anticipated, had such penetration in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And
lots of penetration.
Very penetration. Like that your first Asian in the hotel room?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, and then it's also going to have its weekend on Monday and the Memorial Day numbers as well.
I think it'll do well on Monday. And I really think that it'll have a little bit more stamina than Spider-Man will, because there's not, think about it though. It's got a week with this week. We've got what, Knocked Up?
Knocked Up is the big one.
Mr. Brooks, which I know is going to be your favorite of the year.
Yeah.
And then right after that, the 8th, you've got Hostel and Ocean's 13, which I don't think are that strong.
Well, you got the only other thing. Well, Ocean's 13 will pull from it a little bit, but you also got a Surf's Up.
Yeah.
Surf's Up's going to pull from it simply because it's that first weekend.
Well, yeah, you cannot underestimate the drawing power of Shia LaBeouf.
And Penguins.
And Penguins. I don't know how that works.
I do think people are, what I saw, IMDb noted it as the infamous, you know, version of, you know how infamous they had Toby Jones's Infamous.
Right.
After Philip Seymour Hoffman won the Oscar.
It's the infamous
of Penguin movies. It's going to bomb. That's the one I'm just going to, it's going to make you cringe.
And then it really doesn't, Pirates doesn't get any major blockbuster competition until Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four is going to rock.
3 or 4 weeks away.
Fantastic Four is so
good. I'm hoping. I mean, that's got my future ex-wife in it, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You mean Chris Evans?
Stretches his arms.
It's Chris Evans.
Mr. Fantastic.
No, I don't know how to pronounce his name at all.
But I have no idea what the guy
is. Mr. Fantastic, he could do whatever, because I'm not going to comment on him on the radio. I have no idea how. I think his first name's Ian or Ian or.
Oh, yeah.
Gruffold.
Ian Gruffold.
Is that how you pronounce it?
I'm pretty sure.
I just worry about Jessica Alba.
Yeah. She's I don't know. Anyway, so I think we're going to take
a
break.
She's losing
now.
A little too much weight, though. She is getting a little thin, and that worries me because she's so incredibly gorgeous.
Well, I think she looked good in the trailer for Good Luck, Chuck, despite the fact that movie looks like it's going to suck.
Looks like it's going to suck awful, but, oh, no, she looks great. I mean, she still looks good.
Right.
But I'm talking like she looks like she's following that freaky thing that Hollywood cinema like will like make fun of people being too fat and then make fun of them being too thin. I mean, Jessica, let me just tell you, honey, you look great as you are.
I'll pass that along.
Okay.
So, all right. Well, let's take a break here. We're going to come back and we'll do a little bit of DVD reviewage. And we'll talk about the 3 DVDs that are coming out this week. What you should or shouldn't.
And we'll be naked at the end. Just like that.
Flowers lonely. I burn out slowly. Like a cigarette. When you kiss me. Just to feel
DVD action.
Which actually, ironically, there's not a whole lot of DVD action.
Oh my God, there's nothing.
It is a dead. Why? Is it like traditionally after Memorial Day? I remember like the week after Christmas, it was like nothing. But that makes sense. Who the heck's gonna go buy a DVD on December 28th?
I don't know. Actually, a lot of people shop that.
That's true because you have intimate knowledge of that.
I'm a retail king, what can I say?
There you go. But something about, it's just like, usually there's like 5 million DVDs, and there's only like 6 DVDs coming out this week.
Right.
I'm right now. No, 7.
There is
7, according to Joe Blow.
Yeah, 7 total, including like the random, like the Andy Griffith Show series.
The entire series?
The entire series.
Or is this a different?
I think there's only one major film coming out, I mean, besides Rawhide. I know that's one of your favorites.
Rawhide's is, well, because I'm old.
Yeah.
But well, I mean, bumped.
It's from like, what, the 50s, 60s?
I don't know. I've never watched an episode of Rawhide.
Neither have I. So
well, that's because you're out planting your pay.
I've
your
never
fancy
even heard of it before.
You've never heard of Rawhide?
Except for that song.
That song that came from the show?
That came from, what movie was in that song? What movie was that song in?
Just keep talking. You're sounding more and more intelligent as we go on.
Never mind.
You're talking about City Slickers.
Yeah.
Head them up, move them out, room it up.
Yeah, there you go.
That Rawhide. And didn't the Blues Brothers play Rawhide?
Yes, the Blues Brothers, which is in my all-time.
Which you haven't, like, you've never seen because you were too young for it to come out.
No, I love the Blues Brothers.
You were just a gleam in your mother's eye and daddy's little squirt.
One of my favorite movies ever.
Ever?
So, huge fan of John Belushi.
It was okay.
Right there on the wall. John Belushi. He's right there.
I see the Clerks, and I see a lot of gay porno.
We're not allowed to talk about those. But the major release on DVD this week is Hannibal Rising, which I didn't even see this one.
That's a stretch to say it's a major release. It's the only movie that actually hit the theaters this year that is coming out this week on DVD.
Right, because the other one's like, what is it, Ichi the Killer?
Well, that's Takashi Miike's classic film. Okay. If you don't know anything about Japanese cinema,
well, I don't watch a crap.
Because Takashi Miike's that sort of like. He's extreme Japanese violence.
Well, wasn't he the guy that like did like the original Ring? Isn't he like in that like J horror? Isn't he in like the J horror stuff?
I don't watch. He was most famous one that really kind of first came that I know of. I'm not a huge Miike fan, and I don't know a whole lot about Japanese imports. Yeah. But I think Ichi the Killer was the first one that really made noise. He did Gozu. He did movies. He did an episode of Masters of Horror. He did Audition, which was another import, and he did one that was there's a movie called Three Extremes, mm-hmm. where they got like three directors. One was Chinese, one was I think from Hong Kong, one was from Korea, and then it was Takashi Miike who did these sort of three part series. You don't know anything because you
totally
don't listen to
me. You know, like
don't I sound intelligent?
Japanese cinema to me is like. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. It's not even Japanese. It's like Chinese.
Yeah, just like Lopamola. I'm like you're only Asian.
Asian films. And then you get into like Asian porn and I'm like,
well, that stuff's freaky. But that's like totally where, I mean, if Takashi Miike didn't have a like serious filmmaking bent, he would be doing like extreme Japanese porn.
All right, sweet.
Well, cool. But you know, he did, actually, if those of you who don't know, he had a little cameo in the first Hostel movie. Did you see Hostel?
No.
First one, yeah, that's right, because you're a big watch that pansy. Crap. He was the guy, for anyone who didn't know, he was the, when Jay Hernandez's character first comes to the area, the old abandoned warehouse where all the awful stuff happens, and he gets out of the car and he asks the guy, what's it like in there? And it was an old Japanese guy who says, well, careful, you'll spend all your money in there. That was Takashi Miike. He did a little cameo on there.
All right, well, if I ever...
Ichi the Killer is not a movie to watch with the kids.
Okay. All right. Well,
apparently starts out with a guy killing somebody. I haven't seen it, but a friend of mine told me a woman's getting murdered in an alley and a guy's watching it and pleasuring himself during it.
Excellent.
That's good cinema.
Well, that's relatable for you. So, but anyways, is it the second season?
That's right. I just get the room next to yours where you got people tied up in the hotel.
The second season of The Closer with, Kira Sedgwick.
Isn't she married to Kevin Bacon?
Yes, she's 1 degree from Kevin Bacon.
She's 1 degree from Kevin Bacon? Yeah.
That's all we need to say about that.
I'm out of things to say about The Closer.
And then The Foursome with Kevin Dillon. I've never even heard of this.
Do you know what this is? This is a true story about me and the three Jessicas. Jessica Alba, Jessica Biel, and Jessica Simpson.
But I thought that would be called the Jessica Trifecta.
Well, yeah, that's what I call it, but it's called The Foursome. It's also called... Jessica's running away screaming, grabbing their crotches. I don't know why they do that. I have that effect on me.
Yeah, I don't know why they're grabbing their crotches. I know the rest of them.
They're trying to protect everything from my manlyhood prowess.
All right.
And you, because I think they saw you behind me and you're going, I'm going to get you, put you in a motel room in Oklahoma.
I can't do this anymore. This is terrible.
He's quitting the show. Yeah. You must find another fat guy. Where am I going to find another fat guy in this country?
Apparently there's a lot of them. Yes. I don't know.
You ever watch like TV as a fat guy and they do a news story about how America's getting too obese and then see yourself?
No.
You're like,
but I bet you have.
I know I have. I have to have been.
I bet we could find that clip and put it up on Film School Rejects. Yes. But I don't think America's too obese. I think everybody else is just too skinny.
I think certain people in America are too obese. Like Rosie O'Donnell.
Speaking of which, there's a little bit of news.
Entertainment news. We can talk about Rosie O'Donnell, idiot.
Rosie O'Donnell is off The View.
Thank God.
I saw this on Ain't It Cool
News. I didn't even watch The View, and I'm glad she's off.
Yeah, and I saw a thing.
Didn't she get, she always gets in like a fight with the hot blonde who's on there. Isn't that it?
Who's the hot blonde?
I have no idea, but I was at the gym. Yes, I do go to the gym. And I was listening to something else on my iPod, but I had they have a little TV there, they just kept looping this clip about Rosie O'Donnell, and this she would fight with this other woman on The View, and she always ends up fighting with the hot blonde, because they always have a hot blonde.
Yeah, I actually this reminds me of a good article that I just pulled up from DoubleViking.com, which is 5 women that could make us watch The View. Now that Rosie's gone, who could replace Rosie that would make guys like us watch it? And the first one was Sarah Silverman, which she's hot in that like goofy way.
Let's put it this way: when Sarah Silverman,
like Jimmy Kimmel's a lucky man.
When Sarah Silverman makes herself up, she looks hot. But boy, when she's just lounging around the house, like in did you see The Aristocrats?
Oh yeah,
she looked like you couldn't even see her legs, but you just know she hasn't shaved in like years.
But I think she's hilarious.
She's hot too.
So
she was in a Star Trek episode.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Voyager.
I don't watch that crap.
Well, that's because but you picked a number that's 614-388 Trek.
Weird. The second one was Shannon Doherty, who I just can't stand her.
What?
Yeah. The only good role she ever had was in Mallrats, and that's because it was circa Kevin Smith, you know?
I wouldn't even say she had a good... I mean, it was a good role. It's just I don't think she was that good. Who cares about Sharon?
Yeah.
Who made this list?
I have
Give
no,
me their name. I'll track them down.
It was Thomas T. Thomason from Double Viking.
Thomas.
And then Heidi Klum was the third one, which I'd watch to see Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum's hot. Pretty well. I mean,
but she's not interesting. Like you, at least have to be interesting to be on The View.
No, I don't. I wouldn't watch it.
Like we couldn't put you on The View.
I would be awesome on The View. I would dress and drag. That would be great. I'd look like. Well, but they already had Rosie O'Donnell on.
Yeah, you would look like Rosie O'Donnell with a wig on. The fourth one was Kendra Wilkinson from one of your new favorite shows.
Oh God, I hate
Girls
her.
Next Door.
I hate her. I was watching season 2 of The Girls Next Door. And my favorite is Bridget, the one, she's actually close to my age. So what's that, 52? Is that what you're going to say?
Allegedly.
No, she's cute and she's goofy and everything. The other one, Holly, is sort of too prissy. But Kendra is like, she's a complete sort of ghetto wigger kind of girl from San Diego and trying to be a playa and everything. She like lived in the suburbs. I mean, they went to her house. And I said to my wife as I'm watching this, I said, she's the kind of girl who's like totally gorgeous, totally good looking, and she's the kind that you would sleep with and then never want to see her again or never want to hear her again. I haven't even slept with her and I don't want to hear her again. That's how annoying she is. I'm just like, you know, I wouldn't even take the shot to sleep with her.
All right.
Whore.
Yeah. The last one is some random,
although she would be funny on The View.
Yeah. Some girl from YouTube, Lisa Donovan, who's apparently on Mad TV. Now
doing YouTube stuff on Mad TV?
Well, no, she started doing YouTube stuff and that got her onto Mad TV.
What's her name?
Lisa Donovan.
Is she like, wait, play the clip.
I don't want to play the clip.
Play the clip. I want to see what she looks like. I think I swerved into her site the other day. Does she like pretend she's an act? Doesn't she, it's like Lucy TV and but her real name's Lisa or something like that. No, that's not her.
No.
Although she's cute.
She's cute. But I watched the clip. I didn't find her that interesting. So I mean,
but this is the guy who said Shannon Doherty would make you watch The View.
Yeah, maybe I need some sustenance in my view.
Okay, you know who I would watch if it was on The View? I'd watch if Sandra Bernhardt were on The View. I'd watch that, not because she's pretty, but just because she's not. Because damn it, she is not pretty. I don't know what Jay Leno was thinking when he was banging. She must have been a great lay back then. Because didn't she bang?
It's Jay Leno though.
But he has $900 trillion. But I mean, she would be awesome because she would just say crazy crap and just, you know, and then.
Right, but that's what they thought Rosie was going to do. And that
but Rosie was an idiot. I didn't even watch it. I know she was an idiot. Mm. Donald Trump in drag. I'd watch him on The View in drag.
All right.
Martha Stewart. I'd watch Martha Stewart just because she's such a pretty little biatch.
Yeah. I think Sacha Baron Cohen should be on The View.
Yeah.
As Borat. Oh no, as Bruno.
No, as Borat. You got to put Borat with the three women.
Yes.
My name is Borat.
Very nice.
Very
nice. We go to break now.
We'll break now. Be quiet, you woman. I don't need you talking.
All right, we're gonna take a little bit of a Borat break here, and we will come back. We're gonna.
Are we? Didn't talk about F Troop or the Andy Griffith Show. Damn it.
We said the Andy Griffith
you
Show.
You did not. You did. We said before we went on the air.
And those two came out. So okay. There you go. But when we come back, we got a couple of topics we're going to continue to babble on about, and Kevin's going to come with us. once again. And Kevin, it is time to talk about the event of this week, the big Fat Guys the Movies news, which is the fact that you now have a nemesis.
A nemesis. Officially a nemesis.
Someone is officially calling you out.
That's right.
Which it's Adam Angulo from Veercast, our good friends.
Now, he's the one who gave us the phone call the other week, right? It was Adam who called us.
Yeah, he's the one who wanted his
I give Troy a pass on this one because he wasn't even in on this one.
Josh. Josh and Tim are the other two.
Tim. Oh, it's Tim. That's right.
Oh, see, we're getting hit for that one hard.
You forgot their names the first like episode, so I can forget their names
all. Now we're all good buddies. They don't like you though. It's pretty obvious.
Josh loves me.
I bet. Yeah. So, but anyways, we got a clip. Are you gonna play that clip?
Oh yeah, let's play the clip. This is the Veercast guys just slamming me on the air. Here it is.
Are they really fat?
They are fat.
I don't want to say they're fat.
They have fat faces. That's
Neil's
the only thing
not
I've
that
seen.
Fat. Kevin bald? Carr's really fat. Kevin bald? Carr looks like Shrek times two.
Are they bald like Britney Spears?
Kevin's bald.
Yeah, Kevin's bald because he's also old.
I mean, they're fat, but
maybe
I
you
think
guys
they're
should
like
go bald.
Neil's not fat.
And put on a couple pounds.
They call themselves fat. I've never seen a body pic or anything. So
I did on Neil's MySpace. I was creeping.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I wanted to find out more about this guy. When he first requested me as a friend, I was like, "Who is this fellow?
Is he your nemesis?"
No, I like Neil. Kevin Carr's my nemesis. I'm gonna take that guy down.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Nice.
One way or the other.
So that was Adams who wants to take me down.
Yeah, and you're fat because you're bald.
No, I'm bald because I'm old. That's what he was saying. He was like, bald because I'm old.
Because you're fat.
Dude, I'm 36. I'm like, come on, man. I'm as old as Bridget from The Girls Next Door.
All right.
And our asses are probably about the same size.
But I like the fact that they're going to get on the bandwagon for my anti-Kevin Carr campaign.
Yeah, but you know what? Did you hear, though? Was that Lisa? Lisa was the girl in that?
Yeah, they're
the girl
co-host.
Who used to write about, the co-host who used to write about vibrators and stuff like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you notice she was kind of crushing on me there? She was at, because she suggested that they gain some weight and shave their heads.
I don't necessarily know if that has anything to do with you.
She was horny for me. She wanted me. I could tell.
Okay, well.
I could tell.
Sure, but
Lisa,
I think...
Lisa, I'll be sending you a body pic of myself.
Ew. Trust me, Lisa, that's not what you want in life.
Fat Guys at the Movies at filmschoolrejects.com. Attention, Kevin.
Yes.
Just let me know. Send me all your pertinent information.
You're going to start exchanging pics with, like, it's 18-year-old girls now, aren't you?
There's nothing wrong with 18-year-old girls.
I bet. Not for me, but for you there is.
Dude, you're the one who ties up Asians in hotel rooms in Oklahoma.
That's because they ask for it.
And they all look the same, too, because they're Japanese, Chinese, doesn't matter. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
I can tell the difference at that point.
Anyways, Adam, you're going down.
All right. So
Adam, I'm going to find out where you live, and I'm going to leave a big dookie in your front yard.
Yes.
Now, was Tim on this show, or was Josh?
Tim didn't come into the second show. I actually got an
that
email.
Was Tim likes me, then. Tim's the one who likes me.
I don't know if anybody likes me.
Because they were, like, afraid to talk about me, like, this week, weren't they?
Well, that's because they're afraid that you're going to eat them.
Because I'm Shrek times two?
Times
Dude,
two.
I'm Shrek times four. I'm more Shrek than you can take.
Yeah, they're pretty sure that you don't look anything like Alfonso Ribeiro.
I am. You strip off all of the green ogre stuff, and I'm a prissy black guy from an old 80s television show.
I don't think so.
I am. You haven't seen me strip off all the green stuff yet.
Anyways, so if
Adam's going down.
I would highly recommend that all of our listeners head on over to Veercast.com. Those guys are pretty darn funny.
Don't listen to Veercast. No, I'm just kidding. No, listen to Veercast.
So
listen to Veercast because they're going to completely slam me next week.
Right. Yeah. That's
once you go Shrek times two. What else are you going to do? Call me like Giganticus or whatever Galacticus from Fantastic Four.
Especially if you're a cloud, like you're just a big gaseous. Entity.
You're a gaseous entity today.
At this point, today I am.
The magical studio in the sky has a rank odor thanks to Neil Miller today.
Hey, what can I say?
And Neil Miller may not be as fat as me, but he's still a fat guy.
This show officially sponsored by Chipotle.
Or powered.
Yeah, no.
Methane powered. It's clean, clean burning fuel, according to Al Gore.
This show is officially green thanks to Al Gore.
It's officially brown, thanks to... Thanks to
All
Chipotle.
Right. Moving
did you
on.
Have Chipotle for lunch?
I did. I had a huge Chipotle burrito.
I can
fantastic.
Tell.
Sunday's Chipotle day for me. That's the day I eat Chipotle. Normally, I don't eat fast food during the week and stuff like that. But Sundays.
It shows. What do you mean? You know, normally, I eat like carrots and celery for lunch, and hey. I have a big bowl of ice cream for dinner.
Hey, if we did a poll of who was less fat on this show,
oh, I'm not denying the fact that I got plenty of adipose tissue. Thank you very much, but don't be trying to. Oh no, I don't eat fast food. I'm a vegan and I only eat you know.
Well, I don't eat out. Like I come home and I eat. You know, I eat like lean cuisine and.
See, lean cuisine. I eat seven of them.
I drink more. I drink more green tea on non-Sundays. Sundays like my binge so
gay.
Day.
We're so gay. No wonder there's gay porno on your walls.
Speaking of what's on my walls.
Speaking of gay porno.
No, there's no gay porno here. But well, there's. I mean, I guess you could relate.
Like, there's no gay porno. Well, maybe just a little gay porno.
I guess you could relate.
Just a sconch of gay porno next to my bedstand covered in Vaseline.
Yeah, I guess you could relate the cocaine incident that we're going to talk about.
That's right. There's no gay porno at all.
Definitely no gay porno
found in Lindsay Lohan's car.
Lindsay Lohan was pulled over DUI in Los Angeles. She this is the funny part of the story is she got pulled over because she rubbed up against a curb. So it wasn't like she was.
If only
speeding.
I could have been a curb, I wouldn't mind being rubbed up against by Lindsay Lohan.
Well, yeah, or if you were the pole in I Know Who Killed Me.
Yes, which they showed a trailer of that before Bug.
And
it looks absolutely awful. It's going to kill her career, which is awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
Which means that a penthouse spread is only months away.
Absolutely. But she got pulled over for a DUI, and then TMZ reported on this, and about an hour later it came out that there was cocaine in her car. Mm. So she's so off to the Paris Hilton.
Didn't she just get out of rehab?
Well, no, she's not going to rehab. She's going to jail this time.
Well, yeah.
She's going to go hang out with Paris and get gangbanged in the shower.
Maybe her and Paris could get the same, be roommates, and they can have some hot girl on girl action.
And
I'd watch that.
My thought was, you know, there needs to be a sex tape.
There always, well, no. With the exception of Rosie O'Donnell, there always needs to be a sex tape. Didn't we do this last week where I said, you know, pick two people that you'd least want to see having sex?
Yeah.
I got a new one. Rosie O'Donnell and Al Gore. Do you think?
No
one wants to see that.
Al Gore and Tipper Gore.
Tipper was a looker when she was young. And Al Gore's daughters.
Back in the 70s, maybe. I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean, she wasn't. I mean, it's not like Hillary Clinton. Come on, man. You've seen that picture of her and Bill, you know, with no makeup whatsoever. Now, say what you want to politically, but she's a heinous woman. I mean, same thing with Barbara Bush. Laura Bush was probably not bad looking when she was younger.
All right. I can't talk.
What first lady in her prime would you most want to bang over the last 100 years? Eleanor Roosevelt? That's what I saw. I saw naked pictures.
Well, I heard Eleanor Roosevelt was, if you watched Wedding Crashers, she was a big dyke.
Yeah, well, her husband was in a wheelchair. What are you talking about?
So, I mean, she was probably hungry for it. So she would have had the most tenacity in bed. And that's what I go for. It's tenacity over looks.
You go for Eleanor Roosevelt with the teeth like a...
No, we're talking about in her prime, like back when she was like in her
20s. Dude, the teeth didn't change over the years.
Come on.
Dude, have you seen Eleanor Roosevelt?
Not since 12th grade history class.
Me? You know, I don't know.
Which for me was a lot sooner, a lot more recently than you.
Yeah. I mean, but Nancy Reagan, she was an actress.
Yeah.
Of course, I would have gone for, what was Reagan's first wife? What was her name?
I have no idea.
I know that was before you were born that he
Seriously.
Was president, right?
Dude, he died before I was born, I'm pretty sure.
Jackie Onassis, though. I think if I were to bang any first lady in her prime, it would have to be Jackie.
But then I guess you could stretch it to Marilyn Monroe, because I'm pretty sure she banged Kennedy, so close enough.
Well, of course she banged Kennedy, but the question is, did he kind of have that little three-way?
That would be kind
of. Of course, then there's, if you want to expand it down to vice presidents.
Yeah.
Eleanor Mondale, she's a hottie.
All right.
You know who she is? She used to be on E!
How did we go from, what were we even talking about? How do we go from Lindsay Lohan getting a DUI and cocaine to which first lady would you bang?
You could, but I'm telling you, Eleanor Mondale, which was Walter Mondale's daughter, used to be on E! And actually President Clinton supposedly have been banging her.
Right. I hope she's hotter than Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, dude, she is.
Dog.
Dude, Eleanor Mondale is hot. Did you ever watch Tilt?
No, I don't watch those gay shows.
Okay. Michael Madsen's going to come and beat you up now. Because you just called him
in. You know what? He has not been anything tough since Reservoir Dogs.
He couldn't walk across the street to beat you up. That's seriously. He's like Tom Sizemore light.
Yeah, seriously. Anyways.
So
Lindsay Lohan gets...
You said that she was on her way to your house. That's because that's she why was. She had cocaine.
In the post, she was on her way to my house. We were going to... We do this thing where we snort coke and then...
pass out.
Off of each other. So just as the guys from Veercast described in the studio, but what they didn't realize is it's not Kevin and I. It's Lindsay Lohan and I, and Kevin's not even here. So.
Yeah. Do you think Lindsay Lohan's boobs are fake?
No.
No? You think those are real?
I know they're real.
You know they're real?
I have full carnal knowledge that they're real.
Full carnal knowledge.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know how I know that they're real is
they're bigger than Britney Spears' bald head.
No. When she got really skinny, they got skinny with her. When she went through that anorexic phase, like when
they
she
didn't get that skinny. She didn't go flat chested. Yeah,
but they
she didn't go all Keira Knightley on everything. I mean, they
yeah,
got...
but it was significant enough to where you're like, yeah, those are real. Because then they grew right back.
Okay, here's the other entertainment.
It's not like she had like weird surgery to like augment it to her body.
Speaking of boobs, do you think Keira Knightley was is a little bit anorexic or not?
I don't think so.
You think that was right?
She's thin.
See, I think what's gonna happen is it's gonna come out that she does have an eating disorder, and then what's gonna happen is the people that she settled the law who lost the lawsuit to her mm-hmm. are gonna demand the money back because they'll be like, no, dude, we said you did, and now you do. Ha.
I don't know. I don't think she has an eating disorder.
Every actress in Hollywood has, except Rosie O'Donnell.
Except, yeah, well, no, she's got the other way, eating disorder.
She's Shrek times two.
Yeah. So, anyways.
I'm just getting abusive now. Dude, I get more abusive as the thing goes on.
We're going to get some nasty emails and phone calls from the guys.
Please. We want to get some. Give us some emails.
I think that we should
I want
start
something
that
more than Cialis commercials in our email box.
Well, they obviously know you. So. Moving on a little bit more news here. Heath Ledger picture as the Joker.
Yes.
What do you think? First impressions?
A little overly stylized. I'm a little worried. It sets a little nervous. It's not, I hate it, but I'm just, it's not
I
that
like
I hate it.
It,
but I'm nervous.
I think it's scary.
It is creepy. It looks creepy, but it looks like a rock album cover.
Well, yeah, all right. But I think the thing that we all liked about Batman Begins was the beginning, probably the first three quarters of the movie that were dark and they were nothing like, you know, the Joel Schumacher Batman series.
No nipples on the Batman.
All the way up until the last scene where it got kind of comical.
It got a little over the top.
That is what the appeal was to that. So I think Christopher Nolan, if he takes Joker in that really mean, sadistic, because in the comic books, he, you know, in some series of the comic books, the Joker was very, very, very evil dude.
Yeah, well, no, this is why I'm worried, and this is going to be me geeking out a little bit. But Joker's, in the comic book, Joker has always had, he's had that deformity of his face. He wasn't just, it's not like a mask, and it's not makeup. Mm-hmm. It's him having that face. And I know they did that with Jack Nicholson. I thought the makeup was really cool with Jack Nicholson. But what I don't want this to be is I don't want it to turn into just some crazy guy who puts on makeup. And that's kind of what it mm-hmm. looks like. It may not be, but that's what that right. is what worries me.
I'm interested to see it.
It's not turning me off. It's just right. I'm nervous as a DC purist.
Right. And if you went to that website, I know everybody on the internet had this up. they've just optioned seeyouindecember.com. So there's rumor just flying all over the place that there's going to be a trailer in December.
Yeah, but you know I've said this. It's going to be like a bat and smoke and then just go Batman or the Dark Knight. Blah, blah, blah.
So,
and you'll hear like a Joker laughing, maybe a silhouette. You're not going to see anything of any note.
Well, it makes me more excited for Comic-Con, though.
Comic-Con's going to roll.
That'll be at Comic-Con. And Jon Favreau also said something about keeping his mouth shut about Iron Man until Comic-Con.
Well, yeah, you're a big Iron Man fan. I mean, you've been completely thrown down the stories for Iron Man.
So I'm excited. And
that's because you snort coke with Robert Downey Jr. Yes. as well as Lindsay Lohan.
And just a shameless plug, we will be live-ish from Comic-Con.
We will do mega Comic-Con.
Mega Comic-Con stuff.
We'll be interviewing celebrities, and maybe we'll try and get like Lou Ferrigno to grunt at us from his autograph booth. That would be awesome.
We will be there. So, and hopefully we'll get some cool interviews. We're working on it. But
anyone I don't alienate by July.
Exactly. Michael Bay is going to come up and just punch Kevin in the nuts.
That would be awesome. I would so take on Michael Bay. I would challenge him to an Indian wrestling match.
Yes.
And I would kick his ass.
Yes.
I'd flip him over and then I'd fart in his face. I'd say, this is for Bad Boys 2. That would be.
Yeah, but see, if we didn't have Bad Boys 2, we wouldn't have gotten Hot Fuzz. I don't think.
No, he still would have gotten hot. It would not have been that good. You can't tell me that the entire existence of Hot Fuzz
Point Break and Bad Boys 2. I think that's the inspiration.
What they did is they wanted to do the movie, and then they picked the two lamest, big budget, massive movies.
Right.
There's a reason they didn't do like Navy SEALs.
That movie was terrible.
They need to go, oh, Commando. Haven't you seen Commando?
Speaking of Commandos, did you see the new Rambo trailer?
Speaking of Commando, I don't have any underwear on right now.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, I did see the Rambo. That I love the Rambo awesome. Trailer. The fact that it looked like it's just like, you know, we're not even going to pretend we're going for a PG rating.
It's
going to
go in and it just... Oh,
you know God. it's gonna get an NC-17 rating.
And they're
gonna
have to cut out that scene where he turns the gun to the guy and it just explodes.
That's awesome.
I can't. Oh,
although you know, if you watched Hills Have Eyes 2, you're like, how can you give anything an NC-17 now?
Yeah, because of the baby.
The baby, and then beating the woman to death with a club. That was just insane. It's like Neil in a motel in Oklahoma with an Asian.
That's why we don't film it.
That's right.
So, anyways.
Do we have any more entertainment news?
The only other thing I had was the poll that we put up on Film School Rejects.
Yes, we need to talk about this.
About the best third installments of all time. All
right, I'm pulling this up.
In honor of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Best third installments of all time. I'll tell you. You missed one. And then that's one of my
favorites. I can't even believe we're going to go down here.
Yes!
Everything after Jedi sucked.
No, Revenge of the Sith was awesome. It wasn't the best movie of the series, of the all six, but it was... It was definitely the best movie of all those three, and the fact that Lord of the Rings: Return of the King is winning just sucks ass anyways.
Well, I think the funny part is Army of Darkness is in second place.
Well, that makes sense though, because that was fun. I mean, in terms of it has a huge fan base.
But you're right,
Mighty Ducks 3.
Yeah, because that movie ruled, man. Look at how many votes it got. It got one. All right.
Got one. It got as many votes as Blade Trinity.
I voted for that shit.
And here, I haven't voted yet. I'm gonna vote right now.
What are you gonna vote for? Pirates of the Caribbean.
I don't know. Let's see. Not Shrek the Third. Not Jurassic World. Not Superman 3. Mission Impossible. Probably Austin Powers.
Goldmember.
Or Return of the Jedi. No, I did vote. I guess it goes dark when you have one. You put it in bold. Yeah. I voted for Return of the Jedi. Army of Darkness was good. Lord of the Rings: Return of the King was. It's way too friggin' long.
Yeah, I would say that my favorite third of all time would have to be Return of the Jedi. Because I'm not, I don't, I, Revenge I of the Sith that was second, bad, that second, you know, trilogy was bad.
Austin Powers Goldmember was pretty
funny. I can't stand anything with Hayden Christensen.
Can't stand anything just as a rule?
It's like my Christopher Walken rule. Any movie with Christopher Walken instantly gets one star just because he's in it.
No.
Yes.
What about Click? You hated Click.
Yeah, it got one star.
Well, no, wait. But it also had Kate Beckinsale. Shouldn't it have gotten two stars?
Well, that was
negated.
It was negated by the instant Adam Sandler in a fat suit, negative one star. So.
Okay. You're just making this stuff as you go.
Yeah.
Are we done yet?
We're way over on time.
All right.
But what's your? You voted for what? Jedi.
I voted for Jedi.
But you would have voted for Sith.
I would have totally voted for Sith if it was on there.
Had I put that turd burger
on there. Yeah, and if I could do negative votes, I'd knock down this Return of the King garbage.
I agree. Return of the King, no good. But it got...
Two Towers was cool.
It got almost half the votes.
Yeah, so. but they also... This is the same internet people that said, like, Indiana Jones would beat up Jack Bauer. Yeah,
that was crap. But that's for another day. So, yeah, that's what we got.
Are we done?
I don't have anything else.
We don't have a way to end this thing, do we?
We don't really have a way to end this. We didn't. What you have to understand is we didn't really plan this one out so well. But we'll make sure that we're a little bit better.
Listen to us at the end of the week when we review Knocked Up and.
Yep, coming up on Thursday/Friday show. Knocked Up, Mr. Brooks.
And we won't interview. We won't review Gracie because I think that's got a
complete screening. Yeah, no, and hopefully we'll have an interview for Knocked Up. So we're working on something. So, but anyways, thanks for joining us on this early week show. Go out and see Hot Fuzz.
You know, this Matthew. Who's this Matthew? Is this one of our writers?
I don't know.
He said you didn't have Indiana Jones in the sequel.
That one sucked.
You have Mighty Ducks 3 in Indiana. Why do I even talk to you? Okay, we're going to go now.
With that, we're going to end it, and we will see you on Thursday.
Adios.